Okay, so the Mishnah that we saw on Daf Mem Beis Amud Aleph, which we finished. Now, the bottom Tosfos is where we were up to. We can see the bottom Tosfos, even though there's one line in that Tosfos which is actually based on a Gemara that we haven't yet seen. So let's try and see the Tosfos. If you remember, the Mishnah was Mechalik between whether you eat Behaseva or you eat Be-Yeshiva. Now we have to remember, that's what Tosfos is going to point out, we don't have this nowadays, but they used to have it. So a kvius suda was Behaseva. Non-kvius is Be-Yeshiva. What does that mean, non-kvius? As we explained, it's very Arai type. It's like if you had come to a chasana and you eat from the bar. So you wouldn't say you've been kvius suda. When you sit down around the table, that's the kvius suda. So the equivalent in those days was Heseva versus Yeshiva. Now, what's the difference? The difference is one person might see everybody, or is everybody making a bracha for themselves? So Tosfos says, Hesevu, as the Mishnah says, if they were leaning, that's a proper kvius, then echot mevarech lekulo. Says Tosfos, va'onu, we ein lanu Hesevu. We don't have this Hesevu. We don't have this Hesevu, which, by the way, just as an aside, presents a lot of halachic shailas on Seder night. There is a very famous opinion of the Ra'av Yoh. The Ra'av Yoh holds you're not supposed to lean on Seder night nowadays. Why? Because nowadays, in Tov Shin Pei, it doesn't in any way represent Derech Eiros. Therefore, there's no Chiyuv Haseva. Now, the point is that we need to add, it's worse than that. Not only does it not represent Derech Eiros, I would suggest that most people, when they do a seva, are in fact extremely uncomfortable. You're leaning and then the wine's spilling all over the place and then the matzah's dribbling. So not only are you not being Mekayim Haseva, but you could put in an argument that you're actually achieving the exact opposite. So therefore it presents extremely complicated halachic shailas. Now, there was a clip going around, somebody sent me last year, of Rabbi Yisrael Belsky, Zeichet Tzadik Livrocha, demonstrating his seva. Did you ever see that clip? I'll try that. And it was very, very interesting because he says that he was in some place and there was some Egyptian mural there, very old picture. And he says, would you believe it? I looked up and I saw these pictures and I saw his seva. And it's nothing to do with the way we do a seva, like sitting like this, and he demonstrated it, and it does look very relaxed. It was basically something like this, leaning on one arm. It was very, very comfortable, not leaning on a chair and backwards and falling over all over the show. And I'll call upon him often. His seva is very complicated nowadays. So normally, fine, it's not negeah, but the one time of the year that it is negeah is Seder night. Okay, so says Tosfos. We don't have Hesevo, Elo, but Pas Bilvad. Pas Bilvad, that's what's called a Kviya Suda, U Pas Mahani Afilu Beloi Hesevo. Once you have bread, that represents a Kvias of a Suda, in which case, even without the Hesevo, you've got the Kvias.
So he's saying without bread, there is no Hesevo.
Right. The Dafka Ledhitu. What does Ledhitu mean? For them. Who's them? In the times of the Gemara, Shohayu Oichlim Beheseva, because they would normally eat Beheseva. That's why Hayu Tzrichim Heseva. Well, that's why you would require it. Inasmuch as it is the norm, it therefore becomes a necessity to establish a kvius. Elo Yeshiva Shelonu. Our sitting, have a kvius lonu, is our kvius keheseva didhu, like their leaning. In other words, in the times of Chazal, it was leaning versus sitting. In our times, it's not that. Our sitting is perfect, around the table at least, is a perfect kvius. And that's what he says. Yeshiva shelonu, have a kvius lanu. That's a kvius kaseva did who? Like their heseva. Sheheim hoyu regilim. They were accustomed kol echod lehasev al mitosoi va al shulchonoi. each one would lean on his bed and his table, have his own private table. And that's why we've seen in the past about Akira Sashulchan, you'd bring the table and you remove the table. Nowadays, when you learn those halachas, it doesn't make any sense. Well, who's removing the table? The table stays there the whole year. Aval achshav, but nowadays, kulanu oichlim al shulchan echad. Everybody sits around one table. You don't have your own private table. There's one communal table. Ukasha'onu oichlim yachad. And when we eat all together, hainu kvi'useinu. That is our kvi'us. Sitting round the table together, as opposed to what? Maybe standing at the bar, maybe having a snack on the couch. Sitting round the table, the communal table, that is our kvi'us. Now, period.
And therefore, one person can make the bracha for everybody.
Right.
According you have to Tosfos.
Right. And therefore, Heseva of Chazal translates into sitting round the table in the year Tovshian Pei, in which case the halacha of Kvius would apply accordingly. So Echod Mavarech Lekulon would therefore apply. Now, says Tosfos. Now, this is again based on a line of the Gemara we haven't yet seen, so we'll try and do it quickly, and then maybe we'll come back. Vahacha de ka'omar hoyu yoshvin, quote unquote. That which we say in the Mishnah, hoyu yoshvin nalocha, is as follows, v'chule v'chule. B'gemara mashma demairi bein bebirkas hamoitzi bein bebirkas hamozoin. In other words, it says that if everybody is yoshvin, echod mevarech la'atzmoi. If they're all leaning, one makes a bracha. One second, which bracha are we talking about? Which bracha are we talking about that you make it for everybody, you make it individually? Which bracha are we talking about? Says Tosfos, in the Gemara, the implication is both hamoitzi and also birkas hamozoi. But birkas hamozoi, now this we haven't learned, ku'uvda, just like the story of the Talmidei de Rav. And birkas hamoitzi, fine, so we'll have to see that. So Tosfos brings two Gemaras, which we will see Be'ez Hashem presently, and maybe we'll come back to the Tosfos, based on which Tosfos says that both Hamoitzi and Birkas Hamozen are both subject to this discussion. Now, says Tosfos, Umiyu b'nei Odom ho'ichlim b'derech. Those people who eat on the way, whilst journeying, v'holchim, and they're traveling, v'lo yoshvu, then kol echad mevarech la'atzmo. Then obviously, everyone makes, that's not called a kviya sudar. Imagine you go on a tiul with a family, and you're having a snack and a bar, and when you're walking up the hill, that's not a kviya sudar. Vim toiba, says Tosfos, one second, I have a further question, unrelated question. If you remember, on the last halacha, it says, with regard to mugmar, then all of a sudden it says, what's the halacha?
The same person who makes the last bracha, for everybody, would also make the bracha.
Whoever is the maskil should be the messiah. But over there, it did not distinguish between how the mugmar is taken. Whether the mugmar is b'yeshiva or b'heseva. Tosa says, v'im toima, maishnod b'mugmar, why is it that with regard to the mugmar, afilu loy hesevu, even if they were not leaning, echad mevarech lekulam. With regard to the eating, we made a distinction. With regard to the mugmar, we didn't. What's going on? Says Tosfos, good question. Birushalmi parech. This is not my shaila. This is the shaila of the Gemara Yerushalmi, umashani, and the Gemara there answers, mishum debemugmar. Kulam nehenim b'yachad. Unlike eating and drinking, I can't eat for you. We can't eat the same food either. But with regard to the mugmar, we're all smelling the same thing. Kulam nehenim b'yachad. We're all benefiting together. Aval achila v'shtia einoi bo'o elo lezeach hazeh. Everybody's eating after each other. I can't eat the same food as you. Therefore, if it is all being done jointly, So that's why, by definition, whether or not we're eating or leaning, but it's called a kvias yachad. It's called a kvias yachad. Now, there's a very important point over here. When we're talking about kvias over here, what we're really discussing is, am I considered to be eating with you? The fact that I'm in close proximity to you when you're eating and when I'm eating doesn't mean we're eating together. The greatest example will be if you go to a restaurant, you might be sitting 6 inches away from somebody else on the next table, but I'm not eating with him. I'm eating very close to him, might be eating the same food as him, but we're not eating together. So in the times of Chazal, again, if there was a formal arrangement, everybody leaned, that's called a kvias yachad. That's called a kvias yachad. Ah, we're eating together. So one person makes a bracha on behalf of everybody. Why? Because we're all eating together. And if it was yoishvim, then each person is his own entity. You make a bracha for yourself. With regard to the mugmar, that's what the Rishonim is telling us. Whether or not you're eating or leaning, imagine you've got this besomim in the middle and everybody's crowding around the besomim to have a whiff. So by definition, that's together, because everybody's being done together. Mashen kein achila, your food is your food, my food is my food. Who says we're even eating at the same time? In which case, the only binding agent will be the fact that we're leaning. Ah, that's considered a kvias. But by mugmar, it happens to be that it's called amnen and biyachad anyway. Therefore, that's why you're always considered to be together, and that's why echad mevarech lekulam. One more tosis at the top, and then we'll begin the Gemara. V'afal pi shein mevien es amugmo elo la'achar asudur. Remember we said whoever began, he's got to finish. But even though the mugma is brought after the birkas amazon, so why is that a chiddush? Says Tosfos, v'kva birchu birkas amazon. They've already said birkas amazon v'yesh hefsek. Bein yayin lemugma. What was the hefsek? The birkas amazon. So if I would have thought that, what? How can you say whoever began has to finish? There's been a huge hefsek. This is a brand new operation. Why would you consider this in any way a continuation of the meal? That's the chiddush of our Mishnah. But even though there's been a hefsek, but apparently this was, as it were, the it's not quite the dessert. It's the dessert of the dessert. It's something after birkas amazon. But nonetheless, even though there's been a hefsek, it's still considered, as it were, part of the whole meal operation. And therefore, whoever began has to continue. If you look at the last Rashi on the Mishnah, Rashi basically alluded to this as well. Rashi said there, la'achar suda, la'achar birkas amazon, she'einoi mitzorkei suda. It's not part of the needs of the suda. That's why it's done after benching. It's nothing to do with anything. Afilu hachi. Nonetheless, misha birach al hayayin, whoever made a brach on the yayin, shehischil bebrachis, achreinois goimron. Whoever the one who's began the brachas, he's got to complete them as well. So Rashi's also emphasizing this point, and the Mishnah is really emphasizing it, even though it's only after the Suda, and as Rashi points out, is after Birkas Hamazon, but the concept of maschil and goimer nonetheless exists. Zokt the Gemara. Let's make a start to the Gemara. Omar Rabba Bar Chano, Omar Rabbi Yochanan. Loi shonu elo b'shabosos v'yomim tovim. What does that mean, loi shonu? The halacha that we stated only applies in the following case. Which halacha? Says Rashi. Third narrow line. Loi shonu d'yayin shelifnei hamozein. Poiter es shela achar amozoin. When did we learn? We said in the Mishnah that if you have yayin before the mozoin, remember as Rashi explained, that was the norm, then it patters the yayin that they have la'achar amozoin, after the meal. Says the Gemara, that halacha was only ever taught to us elo b'shabosos v'yomim tovim. Big chiddush, massive chiddush. The Mishnah doesn't hint in any which way or form to the fact that we're talking about a particular day. Says the Gemara, we're talking about a particular day. Only Shabbos and Yom Tov. Why? Hoil va'odom koiveya seudosoi al hayayim. Because it's a normal thing to be koiveya a suda on wine, as we'll soon see in Rashi. Rashi explains, on Shabbos and Yom Tov, you have wine interspersed at every juncture of the meal. And therefore, when you made your bracha on the initial wine, you knew full well that what?
They have more.
They're going to have more, because that's the norm. As opposed to Avol Bashar Yemois Hashana, but on all other days, Mavarech Al Kol Kois V'Kois. You have to make a separate bracha on every kois. Why?
Because you don't know whether or not you're going to have...
So here we're going to learn the all-important word. Let's see in Rashi, and it's called Nimlach. So let's see Rashi. Lo yishonu deyayin shelefnei amozoin poito es shelach amozoin elo b'shabosos. It only applies on Shabbos. Why? Says Rashi, the daitoi... Because his mind was leishev to sit achar hamozoin velishtos. He knew that. That's the norm, apparently. V'chi borich bereisha, comma. And when, v'chi means when. When he made a bracha bereisha. What does it mean bereisha? In the beginning, like we have a reisha and a sefer. Adaita dehochi borich. What does it mean adaita dehochi?
He has in mind.
With this in mind, Hochi, so this is what he has in mind. So he knew full well, it wasn't a surprise, to the contrary. That was always the plan from the outset. V'chi borech bereisha, when he made a brocha in the beginning, adaita da'ochi, it was with this in mind that Baruch he made the brocha. In which case, that's when the Mishnah stated for us that the brocha on the wine before the mozain will exempt the yain shalach hamozain, because he really had two cups in mind or more.
The Gemara does not, or the Mishnah doesn't address during.
Right, that we'll the see meal. That. Right, that's going to come up in the Gemara shortly. Okay. Says Rashi, but if it's the rest of the year, you've got to make a separate broch on every kois. Why? The havaka nimlach. Nimlach is the all important word. Nimlach means you changed your mind. You changed your mind. What does it mean you changed your mind? In a regular Suda during the year, when you had wine before the Mozain, what was the plan? Not to drink any other wine. That's not the norm. If you happen, therefore, to drink a further cup of wine, that's a Nimlach. That's a change of mind. Which means it's a brand new drinking. It cannot be connected to the first drinking. That's why Rashi says, "Umaschil b'shtia." Therefore, you're considered to be beginning to drink b'kol chad v'chad. Every single time you have another cup, it's a nimlach. It's a nimlach. It's a nimlach again and again and again. Now, if Rashi's telling you that the difference between Shabbos and Yom Tov and the rest of the week is whether you're a nimlach or not, so logic obviously follows, and the Gemara will soon say this, that of course this would equally apply during the week as well. Obviously, if during the week it might not be the norm, but if you clearly knew that what? That you're continuing wine, then what would be the halacha? Obviously that you wouldn't make another bracha. In other words, there's no magic difference between Shabbos and the weekday. It's just that normally Shabbos, the derech is to keep drinking. And normally on the weekday, the derech is not to keep drinking. But if you clearly had das one way or the other, we always follow the das. Says the Gemara, Itmar Nami. Yes, we have also learnt the same in the name of Abba Maraim. Omar Rabba Bar Meri, Omar Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. What does Rabbi Shua ben Levi hold? Same thing. Loi shanu. Also a very similar statement. Loi shanu ela b'shabosos v'yomim tovim. This was only ever taught to us when? Shabbos and Yom Tov. But now he adds. And also u'b'shar sh'odom yoytze mi'beis ha'merchatz. What does that mean? Person leaves the bathhouse, apparently then...
He knows he's going to be drinking and drinking and has in mind to keep drinking.
So apparently that was the norm. You come out of the bathhouse and you kaveh hol sudon yain, and also ubashas hakozas dam. When a person does bloodletting, So I don't know, he feels he needs a bit of an injection, he's lost blood, so he's going to drink wine. That's when we said that the bracha on the wine at the beginning will exempt the wine at the end. Why? Hoyel va'odom, since a person is keveya su'udosoy al hayayin. Because under those circumstances, which ones? Four circumstances. Shabbos, Yom Tov, Merchatz, and Akozas Dam. In all of those cases, Odom Keveya Sudosei Al Hayayin. Person's Keveya Suda.
Does Keveya Suda always mean you eat as well? Or no, might you just be drinking?
Could be just drinking.
Okay.
Right. But in all of the cases, a person is Keveya Suda means okay. It's a kvias. It's not just a right. Random cup of wine. Okay. He's setting himself up for a whole drinking meal now. Avol B'Shar Yimei Sashono. But other days of the year, mevorech al kol kois v'kois. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi very much follows the principle of Rabbi Yochanan. In fact, he says exactly the same. He just adds the two further cases of merchatz and akozas dam. Says the Gemara, Rabbo bar Meri, ikla lebei rova. Rabbi Bamari chanced upon the house of Rava. Bey always means a house. He came to the house of Rava, b'choil, in the weekday. Chazye, and he saw that what's going on, the borich lifnei ha-mozoin, that he's making a bracha over the wine before the mozoin, v'hodar, and then he goes once again, borich la'achar ha-mozoin. So is that good or not good? This happened on the weekday.
Yeah, fine.
So it's good. Omale yasher. Says Rashi. Yofa osiso, yasher kayach. Well done. Yofa osiso, you did well. What does it mean you did well? Why did you do well?
She did the halacha.
Right, because if we wouldn't have had the introduction, then we would have been startled. Without the introduction the Gemara made, what would we have said? Hey, what's going on? Why is he making another bracha? The Mishnah says you only wait one bracha. But now that we had the whole introduction that no, there is a distinction to be made between Shabbos and weekday, so now this story makes perfect sense. Because this story took place on the weekday, weekday always has a status of nimlach. But now we have the opposite way around. Omale Yeyasha, yes, you did very well. V'chein Omar Reb Shua ben Levi, period. Quite right, you did very well, because this is exactly what Reb Shua ben Levi taught us, that the Mishnah's ruling only applies on Shabbos, doesn't apply on weekday, and that's why it makes perfect sense, and you did well to make a second bracha. However, now we've got the story the opposite way around. Rav Yitzchok Bar Yosef ikla lebei Abaya b'yom tev. Rav Yitzchok bar Yosef came to the house of Abaya on Yom Tov. So now, what's the halacha on Yom Tov? How many brachas on the wine? Just one. And look what happened. Chazye de borich akol kasa v'kasa. And he saw him make a bracha on every single kois. That's definitely neged the Mishnah. Omalei. So he said to him, I don't understand. Loi sovar lo mar lahod Rabbi Shua ben Levi? Question mark. Don't you hold Rabbi Shua ben Levi's principle, which is that on Yom Tov and Shabbos you only make one bracha? Why are you making two? So he said, Omale, he answered back, Nimlach ano. I am a Nimlach. What does it mean, I am a Nimlach? Apparently, in my house, it's not the normal Yom Tov to have a lot of wine. So in this particular case, I just so happened to decide to have a second cup. Therefore, it's a Nimlach. So that confirms what we said before, and that's what we're being taught in the Gemara. It doesn't essentially depend on Shabbos and Yom Tov versus weekday. What does it really depend on?
Your das.
All depends on das. Therefore, if in theory, again, in both directions, if during the week you were planning or drinking a lot, you'd only make one bracha. And if on Yom Tov you were planning and you're drinking one cup, then you're a nimlach and you'd make two, which is exactly what he did. Says Rashi, Yasher Yofa Sisa V'cheinu Bar B'Shua B'Levi. Yes, that's exactly what B'Shua B'Levi says. Last is that's what you should be doing. But in the second story, Loi Sovar Lomar, don't you hold that what? The Yom Tov Lav Nimlachu. The Yom Tov is not Nimlach. Yom Tov is not considered changing your mind. There wouldn't be a second bracha. What's going on? So he said, Nimlach Anno. For me, this is a Nimlach. Why? Eini Rogil. I'm not accustomed, Likavoya Suda Alayayin, to establishing a Suda on wine. And therefore, for me, Shabbos and Yom Tov is exactly the same as weekday. I never have lots of cups of wine. This particular occasion, I decided to change my mind and have a second cup of wine. Ah, then it's classified as a second cup. It's a brand new drinking. That's a nimlach. Which, by the way, Mitzvah Hashem, maybe we'll see the halacha in Shulchan Aruch, is always therefore going to be our $64 million question. Whenever, for example, additional food is brought to the table, do you have to make a new bracha? Imagine you're sitting down, and for argument's sake, you didn't wash. So you made a bracha on this, you made a bracha, and all of a sudden somebody brings you a chocolate. But you've already made charcoal on your water. So for this will always be the question. Do we consider you to be a nimlach, or you're not a nimlach? That's always going to be the shaila. Everybody understands. Imagine I've got in front of me a cup of water and a bar of chocolate. So obviously I make one shakel and that covers both. Even if I don't have the shakel, the chocolate for the next 10 minutes, doesn't make a difference. For that matter, even if the chocolate wasn't in front of me, but if I knew that it's going to be brought and this is part of my das, so my shakel is clearly following, clearly referring to the cup of water and also the chocolate. When do we have a classic example of that? We mentioned this early on in the parak, the hadoma that we make on Seder night. That we say we make a broch on the hadoma on the karpas, that should refer also to the morrow. Why? It's two separate vegetables. One's a whatever, chais, a potato, or a radish, and one's morrow. What was ma sheiches? The answer is it's not nimlach. You didn't just so happen to decide to bring horseradish to the table. You knew from the outset that you were doing that. Therefore, the brocha you made from the first one happily incorporates the second one as well. Therefore, when we have these types of shailas, really the crux of the question is always, is this a nimlach or it's not a nimlach? And the basic rule of thumb will always be that. If it's nimlach, brand new brocha. If it's not nimlach, you can happily rely on the old brocha. It might not always be simple what's considered a nimlach and what's not, but ultimately that's the rule that we're trying to work out. Zot the Gemara. Iboy Elohu. The Gemara has a shaila now. And this is, Ramesh Zeller, what you were referring to before. Bo lohem yain betoy chamozoin. Like you said before, we only discussed wine that you make a bracha on prior to the beginning of the meal, and the wine that you have after the meal. It's before Birkas Hamazon, but it's after the meal. But we've never discussed what's the halachic status of the yain that's drunk during the meal. So here comes the big shaila, and the Gemara explains what the two tzadim are. Iboyelohu bo lohem yayin betoich hamozoin. If wine was brought to them before the meal, what does that mean? During the meal, says Rashi, bo lohem yayin betoich hamozoin v'koydem hamozoin loy bo lohem.
That was the first time.
Right, that was the first time. Meaning, this wine during the meal is not in addition to the wine before the meal. There was no wine before the meal. This is the first time he's drinking wine. Fine. So they bring wine to him in the middle of the meal, and he made a bracha over it, obviously. Mahu sheyiftoir esayayin shalachar hamozoin. what is the halacha with regard to exempting wine after the meal? Is it the same as what we said before, or is it not the same? So let's go slowly. Im timtza lo imam. If you're going to tell me, bireich al hayayin shelefnei hamozein, poiteres hayayin shelachar hamozein, quote unquote, meaning, if you're going to say, excuse me, what's your shaila? I have a mufurish Mishnah. The Mishnah says that if you drink first time round, that will exempt. Second time round, it says, Shabbos and Yom Tov, may that be. Fine, 100% fine. But what's the rule that I see in the Mishnah? That if you drink one cup of wine, that will patter the second cup of wine. So my first initial thought would be, why on earth would it make a difference if the first cup of wine was for the meal, during the meal? If at the end of the day you're planning on eating wine afterwards, so whenever you made a brocha on the first cup of yain, that very happily incorporated the wine at the end of the meal as well. That's what the Gemara is suggesting. So, im tim tzaluma, if you're going to tell me, it's as if there's some words missing over here. It's almost as if it said, and if you're going to tell me that I have a proof from the following quote, which is what? Birch al hayayin shelefnei hamozein, poiter es hayayin shelach hamozein. Says the Gemara, if that's your proof, I can make a distinction. Mishum dezeh lishtois vezeh lishtois. Aval hocha dezeh lishtois vezeh lishrois with a reish, maybe loy oy dilma, or perhaps loishno, or maybe it makes no difference. In other words, this is the principle we've said many times. Remember, we always say the rule, when you have two cases, it doesn't always suffice to point out that there is a difference. We have to explain why that makes a difference. Right? So if I say to you, I don't understand, somebody yesterday did ABC and the Rav said it's okay, and somebody today, somebody else did the same thing and the Rav said it's not okay. Stira, I've got a difference. What's the difference? Because the guy yesterday, his name is Reuven, and the guy today is called Shimon. Is that a difference? Of course it's a difference, but it doesn't make a difference. Why should the name of the person impact the psak of the shayla? Therefore, merely pointing out a difference doesn't necessarily differentiate between the two cases. So somebody else will say, no, I've got a different case, a different reason. Because yesterday was Shabbos, and today is Sunday. Ah, that might maybe be a difference. Maybe the halachas of Shabbos differ to the halachas of a weekday with regard to this shayla. Therefore, it's not merely finding a difference, it's explaining why that makes a difference. There is definitely a difference between the case that we're discussing and the case of the Mishnah. The shayla is, however, does that difference
make
a difference? What is the difference first? So the Mishnah is what's called zeh lishtois v'zeh lishtois. As opposed to the case that we were talking about, it's zeh lishtois v'zeh lishrois. What does that mean? Let's have a look at Rashi. If they brought wine during the meal, but prior to the eating, no wine was bought. The first wine that he's drinking is during the meal. So im tim saloima lahavi raya mimishnaseinu. Those are the missing words. And if you're going to say, surely we can very simply bring a raya from our Mishnah, because it says in our Mishnah, Dektoni, it says, quote unquote, the yain shelefnei hamozoin, poiter shelach hamozoin, quote unquote, eino raya. it may well not be a proof. Why may it be no proof? The hosam zelishtois v'zelishtois. Over there, the function of the first cup of wine was identical to that of the second cup of wine. Both the first time and the second time, the purpose was for drinking purposes. So what are you doing? You're doing the exact same thing twice.
One bracha.
Therefore, one bracha will cover all. Avol shebetoy chamozoin. Do you know why you drink wine during the meal? Not because you want to drink wine. Rather, lishrois achila shebemeyov hu ba. What does lishrois mean?
To soak.
Have you ever had, for example, you eat a meal and it's not being digested well? So you'd have a drink to, as it were, soften up the food in your stomach, and that will help the digestion process, which means that's not their lishtois, that's their lishrois. Now, you're enjoying the wine, that may well be, and you have to make a bracha, but that's not a shtia, that's a shriya. That's what Rashi says. Aval shebetoicha mozoin, lishrois achila shebemeyov huba. It's coming to soak the food in his stomach. V'loy hoyu regilim lishtois b'toy chasudo, they would not be accustomed to drinking during the meal elo ma'at. For what reason?
Lishrois.
That's the greatest proof. If you were drinking the wine for purposes of lishtois, then why would you not want to take a big drinking glass and you're down the whole cup? But if I only have a little bit, what is that indicative of? I'm not interested in drinking wine, essentially, because I enjoy the wine. If I really enjoyed the wine, then you drink that before the food or after the food, basically as a separate course. But if it's drunk during the meal, then it's there just for practical purposes. What's the practical purposes? Lishrois, not lishtois. To soak, to help me digest the food. Now, like I said before, that's definitely a difference, no question about it. I'm drinking the wine for two separate reasons. So what's the Gemara Shaila though?
Does that make
a difference? So what? Who cares that one is lishtois and one is lishrois? At the end of the day, you took a cup of wine, you enjoy it, you made a bracha, maybe one size fits all. One bracha fits all? Or maybe not? That's the Gemara Shaila. No question about it that there's a difference, but does that difference make a difference? Well, as we've said in the past, you can't just suggest chiluk. You have to explain how it's machalik, how that in fact makes a difference. And that's the Gemara Shaila over here. So let's have a look at the words of the Gemara again.
Is this Shaila the reason that the Mishnah did not mention this case?
Right. Well, at least we have no proof to this case because the Mishnah is talking about the simplest case, right? If you're going to say that I have a proof from the fact that it's stated in the Mishnah, Berech al hayayin shelefnei hamozoin, poitas hayayin shelachar hamozoin, comma, quote unquote, then maybe I can suggest to you that is only mishum dezelishtois v'zelishtois. This one is for drinking purposes, that one is for drinking purposes. Aval hocha, but over here, zeh lishtois v'zeh lishrois. But over here, where one is for drinking purposes and one is for soaking purposes, maybe I can suggest one word and I can say, loy. Maybe that rule would not apply. Oy dilma loishna, or perhaps not. So again, we mustn't make a mistake. There is absolute clear difference between the Mishnah and the case that we're discussing. There is definitely a difference. The Shaila is, does that make a difference? Does that make a difference? Is that enough to mechalek between the two cases? Says the Gemara, Rav Omar Poiter, Rav Kahana Omar Einoi Poiter. Machlek Samarim? So apparently these two sides of the coin, of the Sofek, is in fact a Machlekes. So, the first opinion, Rav Omar Poita, what did Rav hold?
One bracha.
One bracha, why? What about the distinction that we made?
Doesn't make a difference.
Doesn't make a difference, who cares? At the end of the day, you're drinking wine. So the first bracha will cover everything. Rav Kahana, however, says, no, Einoi Poita, that distinction you made definitely does make a difference. It does make a difference. V'Rav Nachman Omar Poita, V'Rav Sheshes Omar Einoi Poita. So again, it's not just a machlokes between Rav and Rav Kahana, it's a machlokes between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes as well. Rav Huna V'Rav Yehuda V'Kol Talmidei de Rav Omri, plural, they all say Einoi Poita.
So the Talmidim are going against Rav. Rav says yes. It's pater.
Correct. Rav said it does pater, and his Talmidim, as it were, overruled him, or they disagreed with him. And they all say, no, it doesn't. So it does seem to be, at the end of the day, the overwhelming majority opinion is, Einoi Poita. What do we pass in Lalocha? Where's the letter by which opinion? You saw what it says, Rav Kahana Omar. Einoi Poita. I see there's a little letter then. So again, that's always a great way. If you could be lazy, I don't need to look up the Shulchan Aruch or even know where the Shulchan Aruch is, but I know that's the halacha. Which is not a surprise. Why is it not a surprise? Because you see from the rest of the Gemara that that is the majority opinion. That is the majority opinion. And if you look, just let's have a quick dive into this very long Tosis, which we won't see today. But Tosis says on that first line, Rav Sheshes Omar Einoi Poita, Rav Nachman Omar Poita, V'chol Talmidei de Rav, etc., says Tosfos, V'nireh D'Halacha K'Talmidei de Rav. It would seem to me the opinion of the Halacha is like the Talmidim of Rav, de Rav Sheshes Ko'u K'vosayu Ve'ilchase K'vosei, we pass it like that.
So he's saying it does make a difference.
So it does make a difference, apparently. Now, let's just finish two more lines of the Gemara. Eisvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava asks a kasha to Rav Nachman. Remember, Rav Nachman is the one who says, Poita. I have a question for you. It says, Bo lohem yayin b'toich hamozoin. This is the very top line of the Gemara. It says, if the wine was brought in the middle of the meal, kol echod ve'echod mevorech la'atzmoy, everybody makes his own bracha. Kol echod echod mevorech la'atzmoy, b'la'achar amozoin, what does it say? Echod mevorech l'kulom. So why is there a kasha? Says Rashi. La'achar amozoin, echod mevorech l'kulom. Kosal kedatach. Which always means it's going to change. The initial way of understanding it is da'ochi koma, that this is what's being meant. Dekeshe yoviu yayin sheini. When the second wine is bought, achar amozoin, echod mevorech lekulam. V'hotonale, and yet we've stated just there, to kol echod ve'echod yivorech al shebetech amozoin la'atzmai. Everybody has already made their own bracha on what? On the wine during the meal, and nevertheless, v'kom matzrich su bracha, and yet it necessitates another bracha, al shela'acha hamozin. In other words, look at that top line of the Mishnah again, the very, very top line of our Gemara. Bo lohem yayin b'toich hamozin, kol echo v'echo morech la'atzmai. Now, how do you carry on reading? Achar hamozin. What does that mean, achar hamozin? The Gemara understood that this is a continuation of this case. It means, after having made a bracha already during the meal, what would now be the halacha on the wine? At the end of the meal, we have a discussion, who makes the bracha? But the bottom line is, the bracha has to be stated. So what do you see?
It's a bracha.
So it's mafurish a mishnah that einoi poita, that you've got to make a new bracha. But again, that's only based, and that was what Rashi meant, salka datoch, because we don't put a period in between the two halachas. We say it's one long sentence. How does the sentence go? That if Bolohem Yayin Betoicha Mozoin, if you had wine Betoicha Mozoin, you make a brocha, and that continues, and if you then had another cup, Lacha Mozoin, that's what Rashi says. We thought this meant Yayin Sheni. And it says, there has to be another brocha. Why? I've already made one. So it suggests, Einoi Poita. So he says, no, says the Gemara, Omale. Hochi ka'omar, this is what's meant. Im loy bolahem yain b'teicha mozai. It's not in addition to. If wine was not brought during the meal, elo la'achar ha'mozayin, then echa mevarech l'kulam. Okay, so we can't bring a raya for the Mishnah because the Mishnah is unclear. The Mishnah is not conclusive. You could read that the wine after the meal is a continuation of the wine during the meal, in which case, there it is. A Mefurish Mishnah says you have to make another bracha. But Rav Nachman said, no, that's not the way I read the Mishnah. I read the Mishnah as two separate cases. Case number one is wine during the meal, period. Now a new story. What happens if wine was not brought during the meal? It was only brought la'acha hamozim. Then there's a different set of halachas, but nobody's talking about where wine was brought both during and also after. Whereas the questioner in the Gemara, who was it? It was Esvei Rava, Rava of Nachman. Rava clearly holds that, no, I learned that this case is all one big case. In which case, what is the story? There was wine during the meal. And again, after the meal, and it still says, you have to make a second bracha. So Rav Kana says, no. Rav Nachman says, that's not the way I learned the Mishnah. Okay, very good. So we'll hold it over here. Be'ez Hashem, we have a very long tesis to do. That will be on Tuesday. A long tesis and then a short tesis. Be'ez Hashem, Tuesday, Abba Olin on the table. Okay, can I quickly...